This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
You are tuned to Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio that cares 24 hours a day.
Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with Renette Myburgh. Finding God's truth for the way forward together.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and wow, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And Cape Pulpit's going into this fabulous new season, and we are so privileged and so honored to be in the starting blocks of something new and a new mandate that Cape Pulpit has been given. And, you know, I really just want to encourage you. We are having a fantastic guest on our program this afternoon. I have Hepzibah Brouwer, who's an author. Who's been in ministry for decades, and she's a prophet, and she is also a host of Koffie met die Koning on Christ Cake. So we're really privileged to have you here this afternoon, Hepzibah. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Renette.
Yes, and I'm so excited to have you this afternoon because you're really going to be encouraging for us this afternoon, because we are really going to look at your faith journey through ministry. I mean, from really starting in the starting blocks from just this baby Christian, and then traveling internationally, you know, ministering to kings and queens and attorney in the White House and wherever. You've been really incredible with your faith journey in trusting the Lord for finances and for provision and for the direction and wisdom and knowledge of what He's got planned and purposed for you. So we're really looking forward to your sharing. And as we know that we are with supporting our station, the SOS campaign this month. This whole month, we're going to be doing it from the 8th to the 31st of July. So please stay tuned, and so that we can just tell you what we are doing and where we are going. And it's the most exciting, wonderful, precious time that we are heading for. But we're going to first listen to Ryan Stevenson with Lifted Hands. Good afternoon, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And I'm Renette Myburgh on 7 to 9 a.m., and Cape Pulpit is now stepping into something phenomenal. But let me just give you a little bit of background of where we've been and who we are. And we are on an SOS campaign, and that means not desperate. We are here to ask you for supporting our station, our new station that we are stepping into. For the past 12 years, Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. has been a much-loved Christian and radio station with a reliable and relevant voice, supported by our loyal listeners who are very, and we are so grateful. For 24 hours a day, we take the gospel to households, businesses across the country. Daily, we travel from Cape Town, the Winelands, the Overberg District, entire West Coast, and via digital platforms to every other beautiful province of South Africa and into the world. It is important for us to be visible within our communities, and that is why our community projects focus on relief, awareness, and education that address the unique needs of our people. And on air, our programs create the opportunity for organizations and ministries to talk about the landscapes of our communities so that we can offer each other support. And with an exceptional and dedicated team who are live, who all live the vision of Cape Pulpit, every broadcaster and every staff member ensure that our listeners are provided with relevant content, perspectives, and award-winning quality programs. And after extensive negotiations over the past few months, we have finally decided that Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. should stand on its own two feet so we can raise our own income and launch our own initiatives. Praise the Lord for that. For each of us, this is a new journey of faith. The Cape Pulpit team stands in full confidence of God's provision and in readiness to continue the hard work for the preservation of our beloved station. Now we need your support. For the month of July, we invite you to become part of our SOS campaign, that is, support our station. And we appeal to each and every listener, donor, advertiser to invest in us. to take our hand so that we can continue to send the message of hope and salvation through Christ into the Western Cape and beyond. Visit our website for more details on how you can make your contribution or send an email to info@capepulpit.co.za. And you can also donate now by sending a WhatsApp starting with the word SOS, the amount and your name to 081-729-1657. And we are live on Facebook right now, and this is why I'm so pleased to have Hepzibah Brouwer in the studio with us. She's an author, world-seasoned, traveled for decades throughout nationally and internationally, ministering all over the world, and she's an author of her own books, wonderful books. You need to really, we'll talk about that later on. At the same time, she's a host on Christ Cake. She has her own program called Koffie met die Koning. You have to go and see. She has the most amazing guests on her program as well. So I'm very privileged to have her here today. And thank you so much for taking your time. And just after telling you where we've been and where we're going, we need to know how to tap into that faith that you've had for your ministry in all these years. So Hepzibah, thank you. Just share with us, how did you start your ministry and where the depth of that faith and trust in the Lord came so that you can do the works that you have done for His glory and His kingdom?
Thanks so much, Renette. I'm in a hurry to tell.
I can hear. I cannot wait.
I'm ready for action.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, let me first start with this little scripture here, which I think is very important, right at the beginning. This is in Hebrews 11, verse 1. And I think so many people just know this scripture. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. We mustn't forget that scripture, Hebrews 11, verse 1. Amen. Faith is the substance of things not seen yet.
Yes.
And so for me, that was the journey. Not seeing, but believing that whatever I'm going to ask God, and if I have that certainty in my heart that that God is the one that is commanding my path and my steps, the one that tells me, I want you to travel to, let's say, Washington, D.C., to go and minister to the governor of whatever state, New York, state of New York. If you have that in your heart, so if I can apply that to the station,
yes,
then I want to say, if you have for certain in your hearts that this is what God has opened up for you for now, then if you have that certainty, then you can ask. You can ask for whatever, and He will do it for you. John 14:14 is a wonderful scripture. It's just one line. I know the scripture before that also is absolutely
profound.
Wonderful. Mm. But it does say in John 14:14, Jesus is now speaking. Let me first quickly just skip before that. He says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, the Father will give to you.
Yes.
But then he goes into 14:14 and he says, whatever you ask me, I will do it for you.
Amen.
So this morning, for whoever is listening, I want to give this encouragement to take that John 14, verse 14, and make it your own. And repeat it every day, several times a day. Jesus said to me through His word, which is the truth, the only truth, by the way,
Jesus,
that whatever you ask me for, I will do it for you. I will do it for you. I will give it to you. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. So He's given us this wonderful promise. Now, if I have to skip back, I'm going to say, it's not always been easy. It sounds very easy.
Mm.
And you know, you get the many people, especially believers, that will say, oh, you wealthy people are traveling the world, jumping on planes, going to this nation and that. You wealthy people, my God, each one of us is so wealthy. we should just come to that realization that what God made possible for me, it's possible for you and for every other child of God.
Amen.
There's no respecter of persons. Mm. And so I must say that I've gone through a lot of difficulties in the beginning because I believe God created situations where I needed to trust him.
Yes.
You know, because
there was no other way but his way.
He is the one that created that situation so that I could learn to live by faith, to trust him. And especially in this time that we are in now, I think people need to trust God more than ever before.
Yes.
In the past, we needed to trust him, but now we really need to not let go of the hem of his garment. We need to hold on and believe, like that woman, that if I could just touch that, I will be healed.
Yes.
So in that same manner, I was trained by the Lord himself, by him creating difficult situations in my life, for me and my family, to go and just fall on our knees and say, God, I don't know the way out, but you have the way out. You are the door, because he said, I'm the door, and nobody comes to the Father. So I can't even go to the Father to ask unless I come through the door.
Exactly.
So I go through the door to say, you know what, Lord, our car is broken. We don't have the money to fix it. So many people out there have a broken car. I know this for a fact.
Yes.
Your car is broken. You can't have it fixed. But God is the way. Jesus is the door. So through him, maybe that broken car that you're looking at this morning in desperation, and maybe you're sitting there and you're feeling so down just because you can't pay your account at the end of the month. You're now already struggling with the thoughts of wanting to fall in depression, thinking, how am I going to get through this? But listen, in Psalm 125, just verse 1, very wonderful, wonderful word. He says in there, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. Those who trust in the Lord. So these are key words also for your radio station.
Yes.
These are absolute key words to move forward. And it's just so simple. And yet, here God places a very big thing before you. Yes. And he says, now you gotta walk on the water. That's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And we are in times that the Lord is saying, the things that the way that you trusted me in the past is not going to work anymore. It's not going to do the same thing for you. We, like, basically, as we heard, we are in a season of giving birth to great things, even greater than what we had in the past. And what you're going to need are miracles in this place.
Yes.
Financial miracles.
Yes.
And much more than that.
Yes.
But
Lord,
I had to trust God for big things. I mean, if the Lord says to you, I want you on that plane tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, and you sit there and think, Lord, are you serious? I don't even have the money for the taxi to go anywhere. I don't even have petrol for my car. And you saying, excuse me, get a flight to America. How am I gonna do it? And then he says, trust in me, trust, because I am like Mount Zion. This mountain cannot be shaken.
Praise the Lord.
So if we're going to trust in that mountain today, he's going to make all things possible for those that believe.
Yes.
So we need to get to the Lord right now, even as I'm speaking.
Yes.
And people are listening to our voices. They need to know that there is only way out from every difficulty.
Yes.
From every difficulty, and that is to surrender.
That's correct.
Surrender even that which God has given you now to do for him.
Yes.
So whatever is the command, I want to say, that he's given to us for now, in this time, just surrender it to him, because he's the only one that can open that door, that financial door.
Yes. And position us.
And position us. So in the past, the Lord would lead me through difficult situations, you know, losing your house Maybe losing your car payments, you can't pay, make the payments anymore. Maybe you can't make the payments for your house, which is a big thing. And you think, where am I going with my family? You know, maybe you're going to lose your job or your business is going down tubes. Where am I going? God, please rescue me. So many of us, we try to work things out on our own.
Yes.
And work it out for ourselves. I'm going to, if I do this, and if I sell that, you know, if I sell my Persian carpet, you know, then I can buy that or I can pay this. But eventually there's nothing left to sell anymore.
Yes.
You see? And so you're just doing yourself a disservice by trying to sell your stuff because that's not what God told you to do. In the first place, he wanted you to come to him.
Yes.
To knock on the door of his heart.
But it's our flesh. The
flesh is always
there. We limit him.
Exactly. We limit ourselves.
Yes.
We limit ourselves.
Our carnal minds.
Our carnal mind, yes, because we always try and do things in the flesh. First That's thing right. I think, oh, God, how am I going to sort this issue out? Let me quickly try and do it this way. But eventually you have to lift your hands up to the sky.
Like that song we've just had now. Eh?
Exactly. Mm. And, you know, that Psalm 121 where it says, you know, I lift up my eyes to the hills, where will my help come from? Where? And then that certainty that the word gives me, I know that my help is from God, my Amen. God who created all things beautiful Amen. For me. So Amen. I don't have a struggle anymore.
Yes, my struggle is confidence.
It took a long time to get there. But for those that are maybe listening this morning and that are going through some other struggle, to them I want to say this morning, you know, take heart. Take courage this morning from this message and believe God by first and foremost to say, I'm going to right now make a decision because it's decision making. Lay down everything mm-hmm. this morning and say, God.
And choose him.
I choose your way.
Yes.
I choose the word because Amen. The word cannot fail us and will not fail us.
And will not go void.
Absolutely.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But I really want to encourage you, please WhatsApp us to 0817291657 and say SOS, your name and the amount, and then you will receive the banking details. If it is the first time that you send a message to our line, you will receive a Popier declaration so that Cape Pulpit can comply with legislation. But we are a dedicated Christian community station. You need to understand, a Christian community station, and requires your support to stay on its mission. Your donation will help us keep sharing God's word and making a meaning impact in our local communities. Let's unite to support our station and keep the airwaves filled with hope and love. So donate today and be the light that keeps our station vibrant. And I just want to encourage you, just know that if you become a media missionary, we go where nobody else can go. Where somebody's wanting in depression at 3 o'clock in the morning, they need to hear us.
Amazing.
And that person that is in prison, we have got testimonies of people in prison that really have gone next level of being sustained and rejuvenated and held in the arms of the Lord through our voices. So please become a mission media missionary. And but we're first going to listen to Everyone to Know by Bethany Dillon. So we're going to play out with this and we'll join you straight after this. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us again this afternoon. We are going into a wonderful new season with Cape Pulpit. We're so excited for this month, really launching ourselves into standing on our own, and we are so excited. All our presenters and the staff, and you know, we're just so so excited for what God has got purposed and planned for Cape Pulpit. And I have Hepzibah Brouwer. She's a well-renowned prophet. She's traveled extensively throughout the nations. She's been called to the nations. And yes, she has got a profound word for us in this season of trusting the Lord. And, you know, we needing to really keep the gospel message alive. Our treasured Christian community station needs your help to sustain its important work. Your donation ensures we keep sharing God's word, enriching our local communities. Let youth unite with us to support our station and preserve the airwaves of hope and love. Donate and illuminate the path. And donate and illuminate the path that keeps our station strong. WhatsApp to 081-729-1657. The SOS, your name and the amount. You will receive the banking details. If it is the first time that you send a message to our line, you will receive a popular declaration. Unfortunately, we have to stick to the rules so that Cape Pulpit can comply with legislation. Also follow this link, https://capepulpit.co.za SOS to make your donation easier with a choice of platforms. There's PayFast, SnapScan, Apple Pay, and more. So please, you are welcome to come and join us as new mission, media missionaries, and this is an opportunity. So Hepzibah, you have started a ministry from decades ago, but what were your most incredible challenges and things that you had to believe for starting out a ministry?
Well, I guess the Lord wanted to give us places to live in that we needed to trust Him for, because we couldn't always live with other people. God opened doors, like, you know, and said, okay, I'm going to open that door, and that person has a house, because basically that's what we were also, missionaries, really. And so we had to stay also in places of other people until the time came that I thought to myself, listen, can I be stretched enough to believe God for a miracle of a house? Could God give me a house of my own?
Yes.
And so I said, Lord, you know, if I can ask you for something, wouldn't you give me a nice little house at Hermanus?
Mm.
Because that was like one of my favorite places. And lo and behold, one day I met these people. They came from another country and we were friends and so on. And then they said, well, they have this extra money that they brought along. What is it that I want? I said, a house. And they said, okay, let's go and get the house. And let's sign for the house. You see,
it's so massive for you, but nothing for God.
It's nothing to God.
Nothing to God.
It's nothing to God. So whoever is there that is listening maybe today and thinking, you know, I don't know how to get out of my circumstances.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is speaking to you right now.
Yes.
He's saying to you, let go of your control over the situation.
Amen.
And bring it to my feet and allow me to work the situation out for you.
Amen.
Let me work it out for you. So when we lay our burdens at the feet of Yeshua, Jesus, then He will come through for us.
Yes.
But we need to allow Him to come through for us.
Yes.
Because so many times I would put it down, I would pick up my burden again, and then I would lay it down again and
yes.
pick it up again.
Pity party.
Yes, and then eventually I understood, listen, there's no ways. I need to just let go of everything. Ask the Lord. He says, ask of me and I will give nations as your inheritance.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Ask of me. So if God is willing to give us nations for our inheritance, then why won't He give you a house? Why won't He give you the car that you so desperately need? I'm not talking to the people this morning that can say, oh, but I can go out there and buy the car. My salary is big enough. Well, do it. Do it that way.
Yes,
You know, you shouldn't go and knock on the door of the Lord then, because your faith is not being tested.
Yes, the Lord has prospered you.
But it's for those that this morning are saying, you know,
challenged.
I'm challenged. I'm really challenged with my circumstances at the moment.
Mm.
Or where God is saying to you, like He's saying, yes, start a new business.
Yes, start like with us with the new station.
Exactly.
Yes.
Start a new business. And there's only one way out. And the way is trust. Trust in me.
Yes.
And believe me.
and be
obedient. Surrender your little faith to me, and I will make it big.
Yes.
I will let your faith grow. I will expand you and expound you. And then I will come through for you in, you know, in ways that you cannot imagine. But what you just said there now about, you know, you being a radio station that are really a mission station.
Yes, yes.
I would support that. I would really support that.
Really.
So if anybody is maybe listening to me this morning and taking hold of what I am encouraging them, I would say support this mission because it's reaching out to so many people's lives.
Yes,
you know, I know people that have just sat down there and know where to turn and then listen to the radio. Now, if I can just give you one example.
Yes.
Excuse me. I have one wonderful example of Radio Pulpit. I went to speak in Johannesburg.
Yes.
And it became quite late at night, but I was speaking long because I thought, you know, I was here from Israel. I used to live in Israel at that time, and I thought, okay,
this is... You've got to maximize it.
I'll make use of the time.
Yes.
So I said to the pastor, listen, I know it's very late already, but I'm not finished yet. Let me give you everything that I have, like Paul did, you know, until the guy fell from the third floor and they raised him up again from the dead. So I said, let me do that same thing.
Mm.
And so eventually the people gathered around me. Everybody wanted to greet, and amongst all the people that were standing around me, I saw this little wrinkled hand that came through in between the people. And this little hand held my hand. And I turned around and here was this lady. You know, she must have been well into her years.
Yes, yeah.
She said, I have driven a long way to come here to tonight to listen to you and just to thank you. To thank you for saving my life.
Oh, precious.
And I said, what do you mean saving your life? She said, do you know that I was sitting in an old age home. And she said, I saw no way out. I felt my children are not visiting me anymore. I've got nobody in this world that loves me. And she said, I sat there one morning. I had loads and loads of tablets which I saved up for that particular day. And she said, that morning, I started taking the tablets. And she said, I heard a very clear voice say, listen, just put your finger on the radio.
Mm. No.
And she said, I pushed my finger on the radio. Really? And there on Radio Pulpit, you, Hepzibah, you were giving your testimony. She said, I nearly killed myself that day.
Oh,
but you giving your testimony of the goodness of God and how God can save from the guttermost to the uttermost, from the deepest pits of despair. She said, you saved my life. But I want to say, if I didn't have Radio Pulpit that day, if she couldn't put her finger on Radio Pulpit, what would have happened to that lady? Amen. Would she still have been around with us today?
Yes.
I don't know. So therefore, you know, this is the station that so many people listen to. And I really hope that people will support. Trust for that.
Because
It's now a time of emergencies.
Yes.
Around and about us when we look at the world, you know, and everything that's happening. And so many people, you know, sleeping on the streets.
Yes,
and people have lost their jobs. They can't find another job. They're too old. They're too young. They do this. Mm. They don't have experience. What else? But I want to again come back to the fact that our circumstance, if we can look at it not as God is punishing me.
Yes.
He's punishing me. That's why I'm in this difficulty. So I'm going to give up on God. So many give up on God now.
Yes, you know, they just turn away from
They just turn away from the Lord. So if I can also encourage people to say, listen, there is a moment for you right now. God is like this Mount Zion. He's not moving. You can't move him. So have faith in this God and
yes,
trust him for big
Lord.
Things. Trust him not only for the little things.
Mm.
Don't only take baby steps. Say, Lord, this morning I want to stretch myself and I want to trust you for a big thing.
Amen.
Because God is a good God and
Amen.
He does not change. So once again, faith is the substance of the things that we have not yet seen.
Amen.
And I believe
Amen.
You are still going to see things happening here.
I cannot wait.
At this
station, I cannot wait.
Like you've never seen before. And
praise
I get
the
excited.
Lord. Praise
and,
the Lord.
You know, so really, if anybody's out there listening today to what I have to say, I trust that they will be encouraged.
Yes.
That
Amen.
They will be encouraged, that they will take hold of the Lord, of the hem
yes.
of his garment, and say, Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Remember
Amen.
Who said that? Who was that man in the Bible that said, I will not let you go unless you bless me? And
was
even
Jabez.
And even Moses came and said, God, I will not go unless you go
me.
With me.
Yes.
So God is with you. God
Amen.
Is with you. Whoever
Thank
is
you.
Listening
Thank
and
you,
in a difficult place, God is with
that.
You. Hold on, trust and believe.
Yes.
Just lay everything down at the feet of Jesus and say, here I am. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Whatever my circumstance is today, I'm going to believe. I'm going to take my faith, even if it's small, mm-hmm. but I'm going to believe for a miracle in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And our target is 1.4 million.
Wow.
And we know that the Lord is going to provide every single cent plus.
Yes.
He's never, over all these years, ever let us down. So we're just trusting you out there. Come alongside us. Be part of this great, great season that we're all stepping into out in faith. And may the Lord just bless you. And Hephzibah, thank you for encouraging us. You know, it's really a powerful, encouraging word that you
it's
gave
a
to
pleasure.
Us.
Great
but
pleasure.
You know, we are going to bring you straight after this. We're going to finish up shortly. But he's with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, excuse me, he made a change. And this is what we're expecting.
Yes.
We are expecting this wonderful change that we are stepping into. So let us play with that, play out with that now, and we'll join you straight after this.
Renette Myberg on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Amen, hallelujah, and that he made a change, and we are trusting the Lord for that change right now, and we are so excited about the way forward with Radio Cape Pulpit, and I just want to encourage you, please WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657 and SOS your name and the amount, and you will receive our banking details. And if you are currently a partner of ours, please be encouraged to switch over to Cape Pulpit's banking details. You can do the same. We can make arrangements for that as well. And if it is the first time that you're sending a message to our line, you will receive a popular declaration so that Cape Pulpit can comply with the legislation. There's PayFast, SnapScan, Apple Pay, and much, much more, and amazing platforms that you can give your donations to. But we are just about to finish up right now. And Hephzibah, you've been such an encouragement. You've given us a real boost of faith here now, and we are so excited. I really am excited. I haven't stopped smiling since I've been on this program right now. And just encourage us, pray for us, pray for the radio. We know that the 1.4 million is nothing to the Lord.
Nothing.
It's a drop in the ocean for him. And we're just trusting you, Lord, absolutely trusting you for this journey of keeping us on air. So Hephzibah, just pray for us, pray for our listeners as they make choices and decisions in partnering with us.
Yes, so I really trust and believe with those that have to make a decision this morning as to what they must give, and that they will be consistent.
Yes.
That they will not just say, okay, this I'm excited now and it'll be a one-time thing, but that truly people will, you know, be steadfast in giving,
Lord.
In sowing into this ministry,
yes,
because
Lord.
it's a vital ministry to this.
It's a huge, wonderful tool.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to just encourage suddenly I felt that this is the scripture. I just want to quickly use that. And it's from Psalm 69. And this is the prayer that I'm praying. But I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. And then he says, don't let me sink in this time. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love, and in your great mercy, turn to me and answer me quickly, for I'm in trouble. Come and rescue me.
Amen.
So, Father, I just pray for those that have listened and for those at this radio station, Father. I pray that the blessing, and not only blessing, but the favor of God.
Yes.
Father, I've learned that we so easily say to people, be blessed. But you need to name the blessing. What is the name of the blessing? So what is the blessing that we need today? We need financial blessings, Father.
Amen.
So we pray that supernatural finances will flow in from sources that we never expected in our lives. And Lord, we pray today also that your favor will rest upon each one of us.
Yes.
And rest upon this radio station.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
On everyone that is working here. We give you all the glory and the praise and the honor,
thank
for you are deserving
thank
of the
you.
Praises of children. Father, those that are crying out right now, wherever they are in this nation, I pray that they will hear the voice of the Lord, and that you will comfort them, Father, and that you will say, be not troubled, let your heart not be troubled, but rest in me and surrender your everything to me. Surrender your finances to God and ask him, Lord, how can I be a blessing so that I will be blessed again?
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that wonderful encouragement and blessing. Thank you, Hephzibah. And I just want to encourage you, please go and watch her beautiful program, Koffie Met die Koning on Christ Cake. They're also special partners and supporters of our radio station. They are such a blessing as well to the kingdom of God. And Hephzibah, you know, your ministry is just so rock solid in the word. And, you know, your books are incredible. So please go and follow her on Facebook. And what is your, just give us your telephone number and email address. So if there's anything.
My telephone number is 079-444-6492.
Yes.
My email address is truly.sanctified@gmail.com, because I was truly sanctified.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is such a beautiful, easy email to remember. And if you ever want to come and speak, I tell you now, you will not be sorry. We've had incredible ministry moments together. So praise the Lord for your ministry, Hephzibah. May the Lord continuously use you mightily for his glory and for his kingdom. And may your footprint and your territory enlarge. But may
Amen.
The Lord give you the capacity to deal with
Amen.
That. Because
Amen.
It's coming. And the same thing for us. Family and friends, thank you for being with us today. You know, we love you. We appreciate you. We're so grateful for you people on the other side. Who would we be without you? So we need to know. We just want to bless you supernaturally and for every area of your personal needs, your family needs, your business needs, your future. May God just be in your tomorrows. May he sustain you and maintain you forever and forever until eternity. So I just want to bless you. Stick to the rules out there and be safe and take care and love each other. And we will see you next week. Same time, same place. God bless you. And thank you, Hephzibah, for being with us again today. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.